Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Brian, the podcast covering everything from engineering, mining, and mine waste management to whatever else may be on our minds. Pop in your headphones and don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share. And now, here is your host, Brian Ulrich.
Hey everyone, this is Brian. This is Behind the Scenes with Brian, and today I'm joined by Alex Painar. Alex, how are you today?
I'm well, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Alex, where are you today?
Brian, I'm based in sunny San Diego here in California.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Where the weather is the same every day.
Every single day.
Well, I guess it's just if the Santa Anas are blowing or not. Or do you get those down there?
Yeah, from time to time we do.
Okay.
But I think the recent hurricane or tropical storm is front of mind for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah, very unusual, obviously. So, Alex, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your education.
Sure, Brian. I studied electrical engineering at the University of Stellenbosch in South Africa. I enjoyed the wine country so much that I went on to complete my master's degree in engineering management.
Okay. You know what? Maybe people listening don't know a lot about Stellenbosch, but I've been there at least twice, and it is an amazing wine-making area, and the wineries there are amazing to tour, so I don't blame you for hanging around that area.
Yeah, it's some of the best wines in the world and definitely
sure.
Some of the best views.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, but after,
so, yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
but after university, I started working for a defense contractor who at the time was primarily focused on ground and naval military radar systems. It was at this time of me joining this company that they started spinning off their military technology into commercial applications. And the first of these applications was for slope monitoring radar in open cast mines. Okay. So this was around 2008, 2010, and radar technology was something new in the mining industry. At that time, it wasn't widely used. So the ability to scan an entire slope with sub-millimeter accuracy, regardless of weather conditions, was a game changer for the industry. Today, almost every large open pit mine deploys this type of radar technology. So I was lucky to be a part of that wave that transformed the industry and seeing people go through that process of investing in new technology for future results.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I might add in that a lot of tailings facilities use the radar as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a tool in the tool belt of engineers, or a tool that's available to them. And it yields pretty good results.
Yeah.
But I was on a business trip to a mine in Arizona when I ran across Sensemetrics. I was fascinated by the concept of sensor fusion. So, you know, having access to all of your sensors in one place unlocked this incredibly powerful ability to understand the causality between different things happening on a mine site. You know, up until that point, I was only exposed to the radar side of things, which, you know, only shows the effect or the end result of all of the mechanics and all of the things that causes that movement to manifest.
Yeah.
So having all of that on a single screen and understanding the interactions between those various elements on a mine site fascinated me. It fascinated me to such a level that I decided to move to the U.S. and join Sensemetrics permanently. It was there that I was tasked with heading up the mining division and really worked alongside some of the most talented people that I've known. And I sort of found myself again in this position of introducing cutting-edge technology, this time in the form of cloud-based, you know, SaaS software, to the mining industry.
Yeah. So you mentioned instrumentation fusion, and so what? I'm very familiar with vibrating wire piezometers and sensometrics, but what other instruments would be in that software or in that platform?
Brian, you know, almost any instrument that, you can think of, typically they span hydrogeology, environmental, geotechnical disciplines. So anything from flow meters, vibration sensors themselves, strain gauges, total stations, radar systems, pressure gauges, you know, all of the typical sensor suite that you'd find on a site.
Okay. And you guys have some kind of a dashboard so that people can look at these things in real time?
Yes. So you're able to quickly pull various sensors together and visualize that on one screen. And that's quite amazing if you think about it. Some of these sensors were manufactured in different eras. They run completely different softwares. They measure completely different things. They operate completely differently. And being able to put that on one time scale and seeing the effects of various things is powerful. It's a powerful decision-making tool for our users.
Yeah, and for decision-making, there must be somebody from the owner side, an engineer or whoever, can set threshold values, and that would send signals to somebody?
Correct. So you can set alarms on, you know, data or status, you know, typically a combination, and you can set quite complex nested alarms. So if this, then that, or if the following couple of things happen, then it means this, then do that. And that really drives your decision-making process and your ability to quickly reach, you know, drill down that fault tree and quickly reach a conclusion around what's going on.
Yeah. So I'm really familiar with sensometrics and what you can do, and it's almost impossible to say what all you do, but just as an example of your services, I was doing some work at a tailings facility in the U.S., and a vibrating wire piezometer was giving off startling readings, and I was just about to ask the mining company to barricade off that area and keep people away, and I contacted sensometrics, and I said, tell me if this piezometer is acting normal. And it's kind of hard for me to describe how you guys looked at it. You pinged the vibrating wire piezometer and listened to it, and it kept the frequency was changing the longer that it was listened to. And so if the time between the plucking and the reading were reduced a lot, then the readings were normal. So sensometrics was able to reprogram that piezometer to take the reading right after the plucking, and the readings went back to normal. And I think that's maybe something that users don't always know, is that you can actually go in there and check on the health of some of these things and see if they're being normal or if they're acting up somehow.
Yeah, you know, that's the beauty of IoT in general. It's almost like an EKG on your asset and on the health of what you're monitoring. You know, if you break that story down, it's ultimately about the ability to shorten that time from, you know, data acquisition to analysis. That's really what it is about. That's the key value proposition of of streamlining that field to office workflow with new technologies.
Yeah. I thought that was an amazing story, because we might have otherwise had to, I'm not even sure what the next step was other than barricading, but we may have launched a very expensive site investigation campaign and engineering analyses, and really all for nothing. And so that's a huge value that you guys can bring to operators.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many stories that follow a similar narrative.
Yeah, well, maybe you could think of a story similar to that to share with us.
Yeah, I think there's the great story of a tailings facility that we recently worked on in New Zealand. The owner is Oceana Gold. It's the Waihi tailings facility. But before I get into the details, Bentley Systems hosts their year in infrastructure. They're going digital awards every year. This year it's in Singapore and happens in October. But we ask our customers to nominate their projects for these awards, and then these projects get judged by an independent panel of jurors. And they use criteria specific to each of these categories. And the finalists here demonstrate excellence in digital advancement. And this year, as I said, one of the nominations that's up for consideration is this tailings facility that Oceana Gold owns. So we initiated a pilot project to validate the use of digital applications for safer and more effective management of that facility. And as you are aware, and as you pointed out in your story, tailings facilities are often designed, built, and operated using manual observational methods, data comparisons, and reporting processes. So, in this case, it resulted just in vast amounts of siloed data. And Oceana Gold sought to integrate their data sets and develop the cloud-based digital twin for collaborative, proactive deformation monitoring by all of their stakeholders. And this is not only the internal engineers on the site, but it's also the external engineers, the engineer of record, and other such stakeholders. And in this case, they selected Sequence Central, Leapfrog Geo, GeoStudio, and the iTwin IoT product, which is the evolution of Sensemetrix. And they developed a 3D geological and geotechnical model, and a digital twin in a dynamic cloud-based environment, facilitating digital monitoring and automated consistent reporting. So combining the observed and real-time data within that digital twin space almost provides a proactive virtual paradigm for better understanding of the safety of the physical asset, which leads to optimizing prediction and preventive capabilities. This solution allows that team to be responsive. It ensures better governance. It ensures resilience, especially with the changing in climate patterns, as we spoke about at the beginning of our talks. And through technology, similar to that story that you mentioned, they're able to save costs, save time, and make better decisions all around.
Okay. So you mentioned Bentley. Bentley's now the owner of Sensemetrix, and I've noticed that Bentley's been on a bit of a acquisition theme for the past little while, especially for the in the monitoring world. What other monitoring platforms does Bentley have, and what's the value of acquiring these different outfits?
That's a great question. So Bentley acquired Sensemetrics in 2021, along with Vista Data Vision out of Iceland, and then a year or so later, Eagle.io out of Australia. And they put these three products together under an initiative known as Infrastructure IoT. The mission here for Bentley is to close the adoption gap between critical infrastructure and the IoT technologies that are out there by informing our iTwin platform with real-time sensor data. So the digital twin is the center of our universe, and it's the center of many of our users' universe, and it brings together engineering technology, information technology, and operational technology across the lifespan of any asset. So if you think of a tailings dam facility, that digital twin remains constant from design all the way through closure. And it's a constant throughout the life of that asset. But without real-time data feeding in to that twin, it's static. It's a snapshot in time. And what IoT does, it brings life to that twin, essentially. And that's the value that Bentley saw in IoT. And that's the journey that we're on here, is to build better digital twins that are informed by real-time data, that real-time EKG feeding off, feeding data from those sensors. And with modern day technology, IoT has become so accessible. We can now monitor things and assets that was extremely expensive or very difficult to do only a few years ago. So it's a very exciting time, I think, in the industry as a whole. And we're definitely excited about advancing, you know, the world's critical infrastructure through this technology.
Yeah, that's great. So, Alex, has there been any conversations in your company about connecting the Sensemetrics data directly into slope stability software?
100%, and that's one of the key value propositions of connecting connecting IoT with the product suite of Sequent, right? And that's what that previous story that I referenced is exactly all about. It's about informing factor of safeties and water levels and the modeling aspect with real time data. I think if we can bring those gaps between the design and the construction and the operation of a facility like a tailings dam, if we can close those gaps between those stages and we can drive overlap, that would be, that's a win and that's a positive. And I think the thing that does that is something like IoT and sensor data feeding back in real-time information about the operational aspect into the design process, into the slope stability design aspect of the entire asset management cycle.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, one of the reasons I asked that is because I know of a mining facility that has 1,000 vibrating wire piezometers, and that would be a full-time job for an engineer to run slope stability analyses on that, and it wouldn't be in any way real time, right? You have so much data, and this poor guy in a dark room with three monitors is trying to update these slope stability analyses, and he's not able to keep up. God forbid the guy takes a vacation, right?
He's that's the typical data wrangler, right? That persona is still very much in the loop on a lot of these sites. And it's inefficient. There are more efficient ways to go about solving that problem. As an example, an adverse weather event hits that site, they're at least a couple of weeks out from updating their factor of safety analysis and updating their phreatic surface models, right? Because they first have to go collect the data and, you know, parse all of that, wrangle it, put it into the right, you know, format, and then move that manually into your design and your analysis software. That's the gap that we're closing with what we're doing here at Benji.
Yeah, and obviously there'd have to be some manual updates to the stability cross sections, because tailings dams grow over time. There might be some things like at San Marco where they're depositing slimes in one area, so you've got to change some input in the slope stability software. But those would be fairly simple compared to running stability analyses on however many cross sections 1,000 piezometers have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, interesting. Well, what else can you tell us about Sensometrics?
Brian, the future, I think, of Sensometrics is something that I'm really excited about. Bentley here has brought together, as I said, Eagle, IO, Vista Data Vision, and Sensometrics, and really the best of breed in the monitoring space in terms of technologies, and foraging that into a brand new product that we launched in June called iTwin IoT. That really is, the future of distributed condition monitoring that is based on, the digital twin as the central point of any monitoring program. And that's really something that we're excited about, and excited about that product continuing on and continuing to deliver value to the customers.
Okay. So, Alex, if somebody wanted to find out more about Bentley, is it just bentley.com?
It's bentley.com. That is that's the website that they can reach out to. There's a lot of information on there, a lot of different products. Bentley is has quite an incredible pedigree and a massive span across multiple industries and multiple products.
Yeah.
But under the iTwin grouping of products is where you'll find more about what we discussed here today.
Okay. And if they were looking specifically for Sensometrics, would you just do bentley.com/Sensometrics, or is it another step in there?
Yeah, I believe there's another step in there. You'll have to navigate to the products. That's definitely where people can learn more. An alternate site that has more information would be infrastructureiot.com.
Okay. Alex, I think I'm out of questions, but was there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't discussed already?
No, Brian, I really enjoyed talking to you about this. I've been following your podcast here for quite some time, and
great.
I'm grateful to you for having me, and I really enjoyed our time here together.
Well, I just do this for my own entertainment and to make myself a little bit smarter, and I thank you for making me a little bit smarter about Bentley and Sensometrics today.
No, thank you, Brian, and thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely, and hope we can catch up in person sometime.
Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks again, Alex, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Brian.
Well, that's it. I'm Brian, and this is Behind the Scenes with Brian. Until next time, keep on rocking.